Who is knocking on my door at what time is it? Oh, okay. Oh, hey, kid, what's up? Oh, hey, are you, come in, you look like you're about to cry. Here, sit down with me on my bed. There you go. What's up? What happened? Did you get into a fight with mom and dad? Did someone say something mean about you? What happened? Oh, school started this week, didn't it? Oh, I'm so sorry. On your first day? Oh, that's so rough. Yeah. Hey, it's okay. You can cry. It's okay. Here, can I put my arm on your shoulder? There we go. It's okay. It's okay. I know, school is so stressful sometimes. Well, maybe more than sometimes. That's really, really hard. Come here. There you go. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I remember being in school and how much stress came along with that. And the start of the year is always so, so hard. It feels like you need to do everything right, or else your teachers will hate you, or you'll fall behind, or you won't make any friends. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. You're a good kid and a good student. Your teachers are gonna, well, some of your teachers are gonna love you. And all of them are gonna be at least fine with you. Not everyone can love you, unfortunately. I love you, though. I think everyone should love you, but that's beside the point. Hey, it's okay. I know. Oh. I don't know if I can tell you it gets better. Some of it gets better. I got better at doing my homework and remembering everything. I found tests a little bit less anxious. I got to kind of see my teachers as people by the end of it, which was nice. It wasn't as scary. But it's always going to be hard where some people don't like you. Friends are always, I don't know, it's always hard making friends. Hey, yeah, I know. Yeah. Can I rub your back a bit? I know, that always helps when I'm really overwhelmed and crying. Okay, thank you. Here you go. Just some small circles on your back. There you go. Gentle circles for a gentle boy. Hey, it's okay. You're a good kid. I know it's stressful. I know. And I know our parents don't make it any easier. Yeah, it's okay. I know. I dropped out of college, remember? Yeah. I had too much happening with mental illness and Yeah, I couldn't handle it. I came back later when I was ready. You remember that, right? But it took me a bit, and yeah, it was really, really hard. I know you can't drop out right now, but I just want to remind you that it's not easy, and I know that. Even if sometimes it seems like all your classmates just get it and are doing okay or fine, it's not easy. Here, come here, let me hug you. There you go. There you go. No, don't worry about my hoodie. It's okay. You get to be a kid. You get to make mistakes. Even I still get to make mistakes. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Come here. You can bury your head in my chest. There you go. Can I run my fingers through your hair a bit? Okay. Here you go. Nice and gently. It's okay. It is okay to cry. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay. It's okay. You can cry. There you go. You're doing your best, and that is enough, or it should be enough. No, hey. You are doing your best. Your best doesn't mean that you're perfect. You get to goof off and procrastinate, and you deserve time when you aren't thinking about school. Your best includes making mistakes and failing tests and forgetting to do your homework, because you don't have to be perfect. Yeah, I know. I know you can't always do that. It's not something that you have control over all the time, but you deserve it. Whenever anyone told me to just do my best, I felt really scared, because I felt like my best wasn't ever enough. But it is. It has to be. You can't do more than your best. No, you can't, not long term. It's why I dropped out. I got really burnt out. I was pushing so hard to try getting perfect grades and keep my scholarship and everything, and I just couldn't. I know that doesn't necessarily help to hear when you don't have that really as an option, but I don't know. I just wish that someone had told me that it was okay to get bad grades, and I don't know, to have time when I wasn't thinking about school. You deserve time when you don't need to think about school, where you can just set it all aside. And no, I see that look in your eyes. I know that our parents don't really like that. They want everything done before you ever take a break. But then you just, I don't know. I found that I could never get everything done like that. I couldn't finish everything before I took care of myself. I needed to take care of myself before and during and after. And you deserve that. Hey, you do. You do. It's okay. I know that's hard to hear, especially right now. Especially after such a hard week. But you do deserve that. School shouldn't replace your friends and your hobbies and gaming and all of the things that bring you joy. I've seen you. I've seen the way you laugh and the way you smile. You deserve to feel that all the time, even when you're in school. You don't just need to, well, you shouldn't need to just feel that during breaks. You're a good kid. I don't think you're told that enough, but I'm really proud of you, and I'm glad you're my little brother. I'm glad that I get to spend time with you, and I'm glad I get to love you, because you're really lovable. You're a good kid, even if some people don't see it that way. Yeah, I know. It's so hard. It is so, so hard. It's okay. You are a good kid. How about this? I don't have anything else that I need to do tonight. I can do this tomorrow. And you need a break. Why don't we have like a sleepover, like when we were younger? We can play some games. I'll get some snacks. We can stay up. Not too late. Sleep is an important part of taking care of yourself. And in this case, of me taking care of you for a bit. But we can just give you some time away from all of it. All of the stress that you're feeling right now. And we can just spend some time together. Yes. Yes, we can play Mario Kart. You're so much better at me. We both know you're going to win already, but I like hearing you laugh, and I don't know. It's fun when you get to trash talk me. Yeah, it is. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like because I'm your older brother. I don't know. It's nice when you beat me at things and when we get to be just siblings, rather than needing some, like, I don't know, hierarchy or comparison or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, you're still a kid. You're not getting away with that one. And I'm still gonna be here to help you, to hug you. Yeah, that's not going anywhere. You're a good kid. And you're a good friend. You're kind. You care about people. You're joyful and passionate. Oh, you cannot deny it. When you talk to me about your shows or the books that you're reading or even just some inscrutable meme on your phone that I have no idea what it means, your whole face just lights up. And I want to see more of that. I want you to be able to have more of that. Does that sound good? Yeah, we can keep cuddling for now. There's no rush. I'm not going anywhere. I love you, kid.